Let's continue our reading of the Sefer Kitvuni Lidod from Rav Yaakov Hiller on page Chaf. We are discussing over here the Shmona Sha'arim, the famous Shmona Sha'arim, which was passed over from Rav Chaim Vital to Rav Shmuel Vital. Right over here, the paragraph is Ze Loshon Rav Shmuel Vital. This is the Lashon from Rav Shmuel Vital Be'akdoma L'Shmona Sha'arim, which is Mofi in every Sha'ar V'Sha'ar. Amar Tzair Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Vital says as follows. The young Shmuel Vital. Ben Rav Mechaber K'Rav Rabbeinu Chaim Vital Zetzal. Amalti al libi, I said to my heart, Ad matai yes sifri abba mori v'ribi zala genuzim tachad yade. I said, until when my father is writing these great writings that the writings that he heard from the Arizal are going to be hidden under my hands. Ani beveti ne'avad et Hashem. I in my house navod et Hashem ven zulati chelik b'hem liyot ki kol kore b'hem yale v'liyot mufuradim kniyatan b'sinai ein mukdam urcha b'torah achat lemala achat v'sheva lemata. These are psukim that he's quoting, avod v'al yom kippur achat lemala v'sheva lemata. Patach bekad v'siyim bechavit v'gemar b'bakama mishnah b'bakama achad heina v'achad heina hine abba mori rav zal liyot libo rochav kepitcho shel olam mikol razel lo ya'is lei, and he does nothing that he did not know. All the secrets were revealed to his father. Hu me'asaf hu mashbir bar l'rav l'vitzame, and he was able to gather and to feed all the poor and hungry. Lo shat libo l'karva el ha'malacha azot latet seder kol svarav. But nevertheless, he didn't have time, koach or whatnot, because we know he was ill at the end of his life, to make a complete set of all the writings, a complete order of all the writings that he heard from the Rizav. And now Hashem has inspired me. I've spent endless amount of time, sleepless nights. And then I decided to put order and to publish them into proper svarim. Kasher einai kol ha'koreh, einai kol ha'koreh bahem tachzena misharim. As anybody could see, obviously from the work I've done. V'chalakti oto l'shmona sharim k'ratzon abba morizal, and I did listen to the tzivu of my father that said I should split the writings into four different areas. Ki la'asod ratzoni nitchavanti, and this is what I wanted to do in order to mekayim his will. V'omnam, but nevertheless, shaniti dachav, I did change things from what he's left me. Bekama mekomod l'tzof sham, from what I've seen in our days, what was needed, I have made some major changes. The kanti ashmona sha'arim bedrachim achirot, I've changed the order. Begdeliot ne'kel me'od, in order to make it very, very simple for people to read, kifi kol ha'koreh bahem. Muftach ani b'chesed elyon, and I'm confident from one of the changes that I've made, shebe'emtzaot melacha zot timale ha'aretz di'a et Hashem. And I'm confident that Hashem will give us a blessing, that this the writings and this chokhmah will spread around the whole world. That I've taken a lot of time and it's taken a lot of pressure and time, taken a lot of toll on my goof and my money. And I've tired myself. I'm not as young as I used to be due to all this amount of work that I've put into this. Even though I put all this money and time and effort, nevertheless, I still have this Nechama, kiyeh mizakeh et rabim ad biyat meshicheinu. Because I know this, these writings are not something that a person can take the book and read it and say, oh, I've done it, and put it on the side. This is something which is going to be mali alis milokovodo. This is going to lead us and usher us into the biyat meshiach. This is not just a simple book I'm writing here. Sorry? We're on page chaf, just at the bottom, last three lines. This will lead us and usher us into the Mashiach, and he's taking this very seriously. Because a lot of authors write books and say, you know, it's a nice book, and I hope you get a lot of inspiration, but it's not many authors can say this book is going to usher in the Mashiach. A different league of books here. Umalo penei tevel biziv chokhmat hakabbala ba litzion goel amen kiryat tzom. That's what he writes. And with his blessing. Ve'od zot hosavti lasod besof ha-sefer. And also I've added at the end of the sefer, says Shmuel Vital, maftechot, miptochot, pituchei chotam, Tavni to Sefet Muruba Aleika Kashe Enicha Techezena Mesharim Be'ezrat Hashem Ad Kan Lashon Av Shmuel Vital. I also added a very detailed Mafteach over there at the end in order to you find any Inyan that you like to find. V'achazim Mane V'ti'al Sham Et Shmonat Sharim. And then he lists out for you the clear order of the writings of the Arizal, and they are: first one, the Shach Damot; second, Mamir Rashbi; third, Sha'ar Mamir Razal; Dalit, Sha'ar Psukim; Hey, Sha'ar Mitzvot; Vav, Sha'ar Kavonot; Zayin, Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh. Not to be mistaken with Sefer Yehudim, which is very similar. V'chet, Sha'ar Gilgulim. Not to be mistaken with Sefer Gilgulim, it's a different Sefer. Also by the Arizal, but a different epoch, a different time. Ad kan loshon ein sham. Says Rabbi Yaakov, "Hele b'sof kol shav shav gam ken tziem ubehem itarichim shel gmar arichat va'aktakta oto shaar ken mitzvachem k'tav yad chel b'siem shag damot b'yom yudgim ol chodesh menachem mishnat." Hey, tav tet. At the end, he puts down the date exactly when he finished it. And then, for example, Gomer b'sha'a gilgulim, he writes b'yom yudbet chodesh adar, hey, tav yudalit, v'kol malocha asa ota rab shimon v'va b'ir, the masik, k'katuv sham, right? He was in Damascus at the time. He wasn't in Yerushalayim, because his father, as soon as the Arizal was niftar, he left for various reasons. The famous story brought down in the Shema Gedolim, why he left, which is interesting. I don't know if he's going to bring it over here, but maybe I'll just tell you now. The Rav Chaim Vital, he went to Yerushalayim. He had some things to be done in Yerushalayim, and what happened was is that the Tsar in charge of that city, again, it wasn't a Yiddish town yet. Obviously, it was Yiddish from times of David HaMelech and so forth, but it was taken over by the Goyim, and the Tsar over there, the chief in charge, knew about Rav Chaim Vital, knew that it was a big Mekubal, and they didn't know the difference between the Mekubal and the magician, and they asked him, listen, there's a river called the Gihon, and I want you to open it up. And he said to him, Rav Chaim Vital says, I can probably do that, but I'm not allowed to use the names of Hashem in vain. And I can't just open up a river because you want me to open the river. And he said, well, listen, I'm going to give you 3 days. If you don't do it, then off with your head. And he said, okay, so just give me a few times to sort things out. And in the meantime, he ran away. He ran away from Yerushalayim and went to Damascus. The Arizal came to him in a dream the following day. And he said to him, what happened was, actually the story was that he made the Shem Hashem, and he did Kfis as a Derech. That means that he flew within 1 second, he transported himself from Yerushalayim to Damascus. So the Arizal came to him in a dream and said to him, Mihai, what's going on? What are you doing in Damascus? And he said, the story was as follows. And he said, well, why didn't you open up the river as he'd asked you? He says, well, I don't want to use the name Shem Hashem in vain. He says, but you don't understand. This was a Kol Min HaShamayim. because you are responsible in your previous Gilgul for closing that. You were the king at that time, and you were responsible to closing up the Gihon. And you thought it was a good thing. Shelo kibirotzen, the Gemara says shelo birotzen chachamim, and therefore I'm shortening the story over here. And therefore, your tikkun was to open up the Gihon, which has its spiritual sources in Shemayim. And if you had done that, you would have ushered in the Mashiach, and that would have been it. And he goes, wow, I didn't realize there was such an important thing. He goes, listen, I have no issues with this. In the same way, I popped over here in 1 second with the Shem Hashem through the Tefillah Kfitza Tadera, I'm going to pop over there and open it up in no problem. He says, no. Ariza said to him, no. All was mono bota kubona. Now that you pass the time, everything has a time and space. And since you missed that the opportunity, you lost it. Okay, so that was the story. That's why he found himself in Damascus. Let's continue. On the page Chaf Aleph now. Ulam nire shegam le'ache shegamar shmo vital סידור וכתבת ושמונה שערים לא הסכימה דעתו לתתם לפרסם מלא ולא שום הגבלות וכל דכפין וכל דצריך. Nevertheless, even though he'd finished and he signed it and everything was finished and was ready for publication, nevertheless, it wasn't for grabs for everyone. He didn't just let everybody take it, but rather rather, as he writes there in the Shah Kavanot, and this is his language. V'yu divrei ele, b'gzeat nachash, bal peh b'ksav, b'silua delo maba dama, al shum bar Yisrael ayirtze la'atik sef ze o b'kervate, ki'im b'rshuti b'rtzoni mamash, shelo yitzinu b'rshuti v'lochutz, ki'im b'rshuti kol yamai. ואף כי אחרי מותי יכתוב הקדמתי בראש ובסוף כדי ששום נברא לא ידענני לקו חוב לומר נטלתי עתרה להגדל בו עד כאן לשנה. כן, זה כתב בספר של הקדמות. And he writes over there as a azara, right, a warning to people that he doesn't want this to be spread out to individuals who are not worthy. And even after his death, he wants to make sure that people know that it's he that wrote it, and that any mistakes should be attributed to him, and so on and so forth. And not that he's writing it in order to megadol his name, in order to make himself into a big famous person, but rather he's doing this l'shem shamayim. And he writes the same thing in Shag Damot, Ktav Yad, and he writes, "V'kushi gadol etzliach Rav Yitzchak Tzemach Zal lirshom balpe dvorim mechudashim shelamad v'shama mipi Rav Shmo Vital v'shurah b'toach hashmon sha'arim." Because we know that Rav Yaakov Tzemach was, besides being a talmid of Rav Chaim Vital, was also a talmid of Shmo Vital. And he says, Bekushi, he had the permission to write notes. Rav Shmuel Vital did not allow him to write full notes, but rather just bullet point notes in his shiurim. V'kabzam l'krach ichad b'shem ranu l'Yaakov. And Rav Yaakov himself finally published these notes, which he wrote in his sefer called Ranu l'Yaakov, against shiurim, which he heard from directly from Rav Shmuel Vital concerning the Shmona Sha'arim, that the Shmuel Vital was working at the time. וכאשר כתב בהקדמתו בספר כל רמה, that's what Rav Yaakov Tzemach writes in his famous ספר called כל רמה, and this is what he writes. ואחרי כך באתי לדמאסק. And then Rav Yaakov Tzemach himself went to Damascus. והנה בדמאסקה ראיתי החברים יצאו עוסקים בספרי הרב זצ"ל וזוהר. I saw other big Talmid Chachamim being עוסק in the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar. בבית חכם השלם, in the house of the great Talmid Chacham, כמו רבינו שמואל ויטל, בנו של רב חיים ויטל ז"ל, ובביתו היו קוראים כל חצי יום שבת, and they used to be there half the day of Shabbat, and חצי יום ואילך, וכל ליל שישי, and all the ליל שישי, והנה בידו יש שני ספרים גדולים, כתיבה דקה. And in his hand was two big volumes in handwritten. B'Shem HaEchad, the first big book was called Etz Chaim. B'Shem HaSheni, Etz Hadat Tov. And the second one was Etz Hadat Tov. Etz Hadat Tov, that was the name of the Sefer, the second name. V'Shnei HaEtzim Em B'Yad Chacham Nizkar B'no Shel Rav. And both of them, these both big Sfarim, were in the confounds of Shmuel Vital, meaning that he regarded them with his life. The kol ma shereiti ve'ezeh chidush sham ketavti oto b'sefer echad v'nikra shemo Ranu Yaakov. And whatever I heard, I quickly wrote it down, and I finally published a book called Ranu Yaakov. V'hu mesudar b'parshiyot v'tfilot v'gilgulim shad varim. And I put them according to the names of the parshiyot. התפילות, וגם שאר חיבורו, חיבוריו, סדריו, לקט, וכנס, מערב, יעקב צמר, זה צהל לשנות בספר עץ חיים. And the rest of his חיבוריו, and whatever he put together, from whatever he can gather from Shmuel Vital, וכנס, and what happens is what the Rav Yaakov Tzemach put it together in what was finally called the main sefer, called the Sefer Etz Chaim, that we have in our hands right now. And if you were to open up the Etz Chaim right now, you'd see Hagaot, all in the Sefer Chaim, in the Etz Chaim, called the Tzemach. Tzemach, 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 you wouldn't know what that means unless you know the history a little bit. That's Rav Yaakov Tzemach putting in his ha'arot, big time chacham in his own right, asking questions, answering questions, which adds a lot to the avana of the Etz Chaim. V'kshivtam b'mkomam chuburav tosefet v'rasham aleihem me'etz chayim. V'ayim lefanim.
Ranu le'Yaakov.
What?
Alot hagaot inside the Etz Chaim. Ranu le'Yaakov.
No, they're not called in the Etz Chaim. They're not called Ranu le'Yaakov. That's a separate sefer on itself. In the Etz Chaim, you'll just find, you know, interjections of Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and he names those Haga'ot as Tzemach. So, like I said, anybody who doesn't know the history goes, what's Tzemach? Who is Tzemach? You know what I mean? Tzemach is it's a growth, right? Tzomeach means to grow. So what is that? What's Tzemach supposed to be? Is that the name of a person? The name of a place? But those are the Haggad, again, they got from Shmuel Vital, and all of his knowledge that he got from Rav Chaim Vital as well, and he asked these questions. Right? And if you want a more extensive summary of this, you can look into a sefer called Arama. He gives a very nice summary and history as well. Yeah. Okay, so I think we'll stop here for now, and we'll continue tomorrow with Hashem.